Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is what the Pittsburgh Steelers need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Rick Spielman from With the First Pick here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 20th overall. All right, Rick, let's jump into the old NFL mock draft database simulator and make some magic happen here. Steelers are at 20. I think you have to take Brock Bowers. So you agree? All right, so Tully Fuaga is there as a right tackle. He allows Broderick Jones to go to the left side. Debo, let's see what the interior offensive line is to make Rick happy. Ooh, and Brian Thomas Jr. sitting there. Graham Barton is there. Jackson Powers Johnson is there. And hit the wide receiver button real quick to see what Ladd McConkey, Xavier Worthy. I think a lot of the heavy hitting wide receivers we've talked about are off the board, Rick. So what do you think here? What do you want to do at 20?
Yeah, no, you know you need a center really bad, but if Fuaga's there, how can you pass up this talent at the tackle? You have to take the tackle position. So if Fuaga was there, my pick would be Talisi Fuaga from Oregon State.
All day long. Doesn't wear shorts either, even though no. I love Troy Polamalu as well.
Yeah, no biker shorts.
No biker shorts. All right, pick 51. So the Steelers have needs a wide receiver. Dante Johnson's now in Carolina. They took care of the offensive line on the exterior. They need interior offensive line help. Even cornerback is a consideration here. So let's go to interior offensive line, Debo, and sort this thing out and see what we got left. Okay. Is that a layup, Rick?
That's a layup. Do it.
All right. So you take Zach Frazier, the center out of West Virginia. You pray to the draft gods that he's here at 51. Maybe you have to trade up for him, but in this situation, we don't. So A+. Look at that, Rick. Even the computer agrees that we've done A++ job so far. All right, so best player available, not necessarily in round 3. We have pick 84 and then pick 98. Braylon tries to stare me in the face.
No.
He's a consideration.
All right.
Let's just see what else we want to talk about. Oh, let's get a wide receiver here, Debo.
Thank you.
I think Jalen McMillan makes a ton of sense here. Scroll down a hair just to see who else we got. Malik Washington out of the slot. No. Brendan Rice, Jamari Thrash, both at the Senior Bowl along with Jacob Cowing. I think, Rick, if you're thinking wide receiver here, and we can check out cornerback.
Only thing before, Debo, yeah. Look at corner, too.
Yeah, look at corner.
I want to see McMillan versus the corner.
Oh, boy. Chris Abrams-Drain is here. Kyrie Jackson and Cam Hart, who are longer corners and feel like they're in the Joey Porter Jr. physicality mode. Scroll down a hair, Debo, because there are going to be some guys here, I bet. Renardo Green, Jarvis Brownlee. So, Rick, we pick at 98 as well. So I don't know how you're feeling about wide receiver versus corner availability with these two picks, but what do you think?
Okay, let's do – I'm going to take a gamble here.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go because I like McMillan, and we definitely need receiver help. Let's go with McMillan here because I think there's a drop-off after that, and then let's pray that potentially a corner that we like will still be there at 98.
This is my kind of gamble. I thought you were going to go in the opposite direction. No, I love Jalen McMillan here. And then we circle back to the corner. And Chris Abrams' drain is still there. Is he your top corner, or are you like one of the other guys?
I don't know. Kyrie Jackson is a good man cover.
Yep.
Phillips can't run, but he's a good football player. Okay. Scroll down. You know what?
Could you
People
want?
Are going to be mad. Huh?
Go ahead. Who do you want?
Renardo Green.
I don't hate it. He's physical.
That kid's physicalness. Yeah. I think he fits the Pittsburgh Steeler mode.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I like all the players you mentioned, and this will make our buddy B-Mac happy, former Florida State cornerback. All right, pick 119 here. Man, Blake Fisher's still sitting there. We don't need him, unfortunately. Theo Johnson, one of my favorite tight ends in this group. Let's look at safety just to see who's out there, Debo, because maybe we can give – oh, low. So the captain of Pete Prisco's better than team, Sione Vaki's there. Ahead of him is Tyke Smith. Nothing do it for you here?
Go look at interior. Look at D-line. Go to D-line.
Leonard Taylor, Mekhi Wingo, Dwayne Carter. Anything?
You need to start thinking of some guys with, you know, they did Benton last year, but Cam Hayward is getting a little long in a tooth.
What do you think of Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa? Is this too rich for him? Because I think he has a chance to be an
That's
elite
my
guy.
Secret find guy. I love that kid. I wanted to wait till the pick after.
That's 178. That's getting, you're getting risky there. Ben's in it?
No.
All right.
Go ahead. You can pick this 119. I don't want to hog all your Pittsburgh.
No, let's collaborate.
You're playing Omar. That's your fantasy land. Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm drafted for my team that I've loved all my life. Who do you want at 119? Ryan Wilson?
You've done a great job so far, so I have very few reasons to be.
I'll help you get through. Now you can go ahead. This is Scouts Day, although in this situation, GM Day. So
exactly. So I'm thinking Dwayne Carter or Christian Boyd. I don't think Christian Boyd's going to be there at 178. In real life, I certainly don't think so. So I'll give you those two choices. Which one would you rather have?
Go with a safety or something. I'm more curious to see if Christian Boyd ends up there at 178.
All right, we'll pass it. We'll just, for the sake of conversation, we'll see what happens here. So hit the all button again, Debo. Rick's got me running in circles here. Okay, scroll down a hair here. Let's see what we got. Malik Washington, Ben Sennett, Andrew Phillips. We talked about him. Estime, Ray Davis. We don't want to take a running backs just yet. Oh, man. I just love the idea of Tyke Smith adding something on the back end, because they have
– good football player.
Yeah, they have – what's his name? Gosh, number 39. What's his name?
Yeah, it's Minka.
Minka, thank you. Good Lord. They have Minka, and then Tyke can sort of do the stuff on the back end. So let's take Tyke Smith here, and then fingers crossed, we have one of these defensive tackles we've talked about, Debo. I pick 178. And maybe with the final pick, we can circle back and see if there's a wide receiver that's hanging out there that wants to come to Pittsburgh.
Go back to D-line. You're getting me dizzy, Debo.
And that's how the draft board works. They're being picked in real time. Oh, my gosh, she's there.
Did I take the gamble and win?
You did. Twice you've gambled. Twice you've landed the cornerback you wanted, and now Christian Boyd, the defensive tackle you wanted. One last pick, 195. Man, this guy's pretty good at his job. All right, let's hit wide receiver quickly, and then we can come back and figure it out. But I want to see if there's anyone there we love. Jaquan Jackson.
I thought you were going to say Anthony Gold.
I just
have him.
He's there. Bub Means is there. If you want a bigger outside guy, Jaquan is a slot return guy, and we can look at best player available as well. But those are two wide receivers to keep an eye on. And then best player available, Tyron Harper's a firecracker as a off ball linebacker. Have some offensive line guys there. Tyron Tracy at the running back position. What are you thinking here, Rick?
Scroll up, Debo. I am going to say that. Let's add the let's go back to the receiver list. We don't have enough receivers still. So
I agree.
You know what?
And by the way,
I have one.
Let me just say quickly, loved Marcus Rosemy Jack Saint during the season and during the Senior Bowl, but then he ran a terrible terrible 40 time. So is he off? He's not getting drafted because of that?
I'd sign him as a college free agent. Yeah, but
that's terrible.
Boring, going to cut it.
Okay. What were you thinking?
I am going to say that let's go with Pete's guy. Let's make a tribute pick to Pete, DaQuan Jackson.
I love it.
Slot receiver / returner.
My comp for him is George Pickens. How's that strike you? That's a joke, people. Don't take it seriously. Did you have a comp for him when we just spoke?
Yeah. Who was my comp for? No, Anthony Gold I had a comp for.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he's already on the Pittsburgh Steelers roster, or was.
Oh, Calvin Austin?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Here it is, Rick. First up, Tully Fuaga, right tackle. Broderick Jones goes to the left side. Zach Frazier's your center. Jalen McMillan adds to the wide receiver room. Bernardo Green is the next young cornerback to join Joey Porter Jr. Get some help from the secondary with Tyke Smith. And Christian Boyd didn't get a combine invite, probably should have. He has a chance to probably be a late day two, early day three guy. And then Jaquan Jackson, who I don't think he's available at 195 in real life, but we're taking him here. Do you think he's available at this point?
I think he'll go before then. Yeah. I do. I think we got a steal.
This is an A++ draft. Yeah. Yeah. That was boy. Yeah, boy. All right. What better time to wrap up the perfect Steelers draft class? Make sure to subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast. You hear jokes like that from Rick all the time, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.